What is up, everybody? We are back. Minds Like Minds podcast. Peace, love, and light to you all. Episode 2, season 5, we're here. Appreciate everyone who has supported the show. We've kind of switched things up a little bit, so we are taking donations. You know, you can check the little Venmo tag I have at the bottom of the video, but if you're listening at RL Melpika, if you can help support the movement, your donations are heavily appreciated, and we appreciate that. But today we're going to get into one of the philosophies that I coined, that I've put together in the past couple years throughout my research and just doing my due diligence. And I'm really excited to share it with everybody today. It's kind of my philosophy on natural health and diet. It's an acronym called EAT, and I'm gonna go through each one of the letters in the acronym and show how you can apply it to, you know, to your life. It's not one of those jump into something cold turkey type of diet fads or schemes or anything like that. I mean, this is really based on, you know, one of my other philosophies on keeping life and keeping everything simple and basic. Those who have followed me for a long time or listened to me for a long time know that I have a very basic philosophy on life. And that is, you know, in every situation, you ask yourself this question before you make a conscious choice. And that question is this choice going to be for the betterment of me or the detriment of me? And if you utilize that basic philosophy in everything, you'll find yourself on the better side of things most of the time, for real. So, but yeah, I want to get into this philosophy, EAT, EAT, very basic, but just kind of throughout my journey in health, I picked up a few things. I have some mentors that I follow, from Dr. Robert Morse to Lauren Whitman, to Yaki Awakened, and some others, you know, Herb Shelton, and some others as well, TC Fry. And, you know, you kind of gather all that information on your own journey, and you put together, you know, at least for me, I put together my own philosophies, because look, all those people I named have a lot of things in common. They've learned from each other in some ways, and they do extravagant things in their own way. They've created their own philosophies, their own modalities and whatnot. And I've kind of done the same, you know, learning from them, being that next person in line to kind of take this natural health and diet thing to the next level. So when it comes to my philosophies, I've tried to keep it very simple and basic on what you should eat, why you should eat it, and how you can implement it into your current diet. Cause that's the kicker here, is a lot of times we'll get hit with these new diets or lifestyles or fads or whatever the case may be, and it's such a drastic shift, we don't know how to implement it. And most of the reason is because we don't understand the reasons behind it. And that's what I want to share with you guys today. Now, make sure you follow me on TikTok and Instagram. I drop little tidbits of knowledge there too, but like I said, help support so we can get this natural health and life movement out there, this spiritual movement out there, this free thinking, truth seeking, mindset and knowledge out there. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button. just finished reading a book called Positively False: Exposing the Myths Around HIV and AIDS. I might do a podcast on that, because that's an interesting read. And the next one on the docket is The Moth in the Iron Lung, which talks about the it pretty much exposes the whole polio fad I shouldn't say fad, but the whole polio situation that unfortunately we've been indoctrinated with. So I'm really looking forward to reading that one. In fact, I got it right here for all my people watching. The Moth and the Iron Lung. And I actually found that by, I was just scrolling through Twitter and I saw this conversation about polio. So, you know, I had to read the thread and, you know, it was actually the author of the book. And, you know, at the end of it, he's like, if you want to learn more about what I'm talking about, you know, check out my book. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I apologize, man. There's something. Every time I try to spit truth, man, these entities try to get at the throat chakra, but we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. But okay, let's get into eat. Okay. Let's get into my philosophy on health and diet. Now, everything in life starts in energy. Everything. Doesn't matter what it is. It starts in energy. Energy is the basis of everything. You know, shout out to Rosalind Santos, the most prolific energy healer and coach on the planet. But, she taught me that. Everything starts in energy. Every idea, every emotion, every decision, everything. It all starts in energy. And it's no different when it comes to health and diet. And that's where the E comes into place. It stands for energy efficiency. Now, I want you to really open your mind when I'm talking about all this so it can make sense to you. We are energetic beings from the core, our foundation, energy, right? I mean, think about what happens when somebody's trying to be rehabilitated. They bust out I can't even remember what they're called, the shock things. And they, you know, they try to shock you to get that electric current going in your body because we're electrical, we're energy. Think about our autonomic nervous system. And for those who don't know what that is basically the system that controls our bodily functions. Like, we don't make the choices for our body to actually act, meaning we don't tell our body to get hungry. We don't tell our body to defecate. We don't tell our body to digest. We don't tell our body to get sick. None of those things. It's autonomic. It's energetic. So energy efficiency, what does that mean? Well, look, we're all born with, I don't know, something like a battery pack. Look at it like a battery pack. And we're all born with different amounts of battery power because of our dispositions, meaning generations prior, meaning when you are a fetus inside your mother's womb and you're basically feeding off of her terrain based on how she's eating, based on her habits, based on the toxicity within her body, that is what is developing you. So you're born with certain dispositions, a certain amount of energy within your body. And we don't know what that answer is. You know, we can't say when we're born, oh man, you know, I got 100% energy. Well, I only got 73%. We don't know. We don't know that answer. But what we do know is that we do have vital energy. And we have to be efficient with that energy. Because here's the thing. Back to that autonomic nervous system. That's nerve energy that creates these processes that happen within our body, and they tax us of that energy. And we only have so much energy. We only have so much. And the biggest taxing on the body, bar none, the biggest energy drain on the body, bar none, is digestion. Plain and simple. Think long and hard about the times you've eaten massive meals of just heavy meats and starches and just even alcohol. You mix that in with it as well, or soda or whatever it is. eat those massive meals, and what happens? You go into a food coma. Why? Because your body is drained with trying to digest all that complex chemistry that's going on. The digestive process, the digestion process, is the biggest energy drain on the body. And that's where the first step in my philosophy comes into place. Energy efficiency. You want to be efficient with your energy. So what does that look like? Well, the most efficient food on the planet are melons. Why? Because melons provide you with, well, fruits in general provide you with the most amount of energy. You know, something like 12,000 angstroms of energy. And the next closest thing is vegetables at 9,000. And like meats are like 3,000. And then processed food is zero because it's not real food. So when we're talking about energy efficiency, energy coming in and energy being taxed. So fruit is going to give you the most amount of energy while taking the least amount of energy to digest. So it's more bang for your buck, energy efficiency. And the number one fruit when it comes to energy efficiency is melons. Your watermelons, your cantaloupes, your honeydew. Reason being is because melons, being so full of and rich with water, so water-based, that they digest extremely efficiently. They're the fastest digesting food on the planet. Sometimes, you know, somewhere between 30 minutes and an hour. That's why it's always important to eat melons by themselves. And we'll get into food combining at another date. But melons are the most energy efficient food on the planet. Now, look, I'm not here on this podcast to say, hey, you know what? You got to eat nothing but melons. What I'm trying to do is give you the basis, the foundation of something that you can utilize in any aspect of your diet, whether you want to make some drastic changes or whether you just want to be able to keep yourself at least at a decent state. And continue to eat what you're eating. I'm not here to tell you what to eat. I can tell you what's good for you, what you should be eating. But those are choices you have to make. So by me giving you this knowledge and this understanding, it's going to help you make much better decisions when it comes to your health. So energy efficiency. When you look at kind of like the pyramid or the food chart of foods when it comes to digestion, you can have your melons and fruits up top, right? And then you're going to get into your leafy greens, you know, your lettuces and your spinach and, you know, kale's a little bitter. It's a little further down there. But yeah, your leafy greens come in right behind the fruits. Take a little bit longer to digest, but still efficient. And they provide a good amount of energy as well as a lot of other minerals. A lot of building aspects to the body. Then you got your seeds and nuts where you want to eat sparingly, but they're still good for you. They're still a part of that frugivore diet. They just take a little bit longer to digest, so a little bit more taxing of the body, but still providing a lot to the body. Back to that balance. And then you see the massive drop when you get into meat, and then fish, and then processed food. Look, meat, fish, processed food can take anywhere from 8 to 24 hours to digest. Think about that. Anywhere from 8 hours to 24 hours to digest. That's the taxing of your body. That is overworking your body. Remember, we only have so much vital energy. That battery pack I'm talking about. Here's the real kicker. Is that when your body is busy digesting and doing all these things for foods that it's not built to handle, it's not doing the other things it needs to do. Look, the body's number one priority and job is to try to get yourself to optimal health. That's all it does. That's the entire function of the body, to keep you alive. So if it's spending a majority of its time and energy on just digesting shit that you shouldn't be eating, then it's not helping you with the other stuff. And it's kind of like a double-edged sword, or like a paradox in a way, because that other stuff is being caused. A lot of this other stuff is being caused by eating those foods in the first place. Energy efficiency. So how does that look on like everybody's scale when it comes to implementing this type of philosophy into your life, especially from an energy efficiency standpoint? Well, I use this analogy often. If it, you know, you go out and you have a steak and potatoes, maybe some asparagus, and a couple glasses of wine and some bread. Like that whole meal right there just made me tired talking about it. But that's some normal shit. Like when people go out to dinner, that's some normal shit. Here's the kicker. Is if you decide to eat that, it's not about just the ingestion of that meal. It's about what comes next. It's about what happens. Okay, so you go home, you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning. What are you doing in the morning? Are you eating breakfast? Are you drinking coffee? Because if you're drinking your coffee at 8:30 in the morning and then you're making yourself eggs with toast and some bacon, you're just compounding and just absolutely obliterating your body. And here's the kicker. You continuously do things like this on a regular basis, eating a lot of food, a lot of meats, a lot of starches, a lot of fried foods, a lot of cooked foods, all those things just combined. Eventually, your body loses so much vital energy that it doesn't even have the strength and the energy to heal itself anymore. So that's why you see people who say, well, shit, you know, I eat the way I eat and I never get sick. Well, the reason you never get sick is because your body does not have the vital energy to conjure up a healing crisis. Now we're getting deep into it. Remember, when you get sick, when you have those symptoms, you wake up with a stuffy nose, or your throat's hurting, or you're sneezing, coughing up phlegm, you get a fever, all those different symptoms. Are the body doing what it does, getting itself back to homeostasis, getting rid of the shit that it does not need? And if it doesn't, and it takes a lot of energy to do that. Think about it. When you're sick, when you're going through a healing crisis, what happens? You're tired. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to eat anything. You don't want to move. You just want to lay in bed and let it go by. Well, unfortunately, most of society will succumb to taking medicines that ultimately stop the healing crisis, which puts them in even bigger issue. But that's a whole nother conversation. But yeah, there's a reason why you're exhausted when you're sick, because of all the energy it takes for your body to conjure up a healing crisis. But if you continuously go down that path of not being efficient with your energy when you're eating, eventually your body's not going to have the energy to conjure up a healing crisis. And then you start going down the steps of different stages of disease. You know, you go from your minor cold symptoms, right? And then you're moving on to bigger things like inflammation. And then once you get past inflammation, then you're moving into even bigger things where we're talking about organs actually breaking down. And that's where you get a lot of your different diseases. And then the ultimate is cancer. There's tiers to all this. See, the medical system, they want to take Let me back up. The medical system is a business. So they take every little piece of a healing crisis, basically, because they're all the same. They take every little piece of it and they call it a different sickness or a different disease, or find new ways to reinvent sicknesses and disease. But regardless of what you're diagnosed with, or what you might go to WebMD and they tell you you have, it all starts at the same place. It all starts right here within the body, within the terrain. And it all starts with what you're consuming. Energy efficiency. Remember, when you're digesting all of that meat and processed food for 8 to 24 hours, your body is consumed. It is 100% consumed with that process, meaning it can't do anything else. And what is that anything else? It's a lot of different things. I mean, look, when you eat acid-forming foods, which are going to be your meats, your grains, your starches, basically anything cooked, and definitely all of your processed food, that's acid-forming. So you have acidity all over your body, or all within your body. And your body is working. It works every day, all day, trying to get rid of it. In a bunch of different ways, in a myriad of different ways. On top of that, your cells are living. They poop. Everything living poops. Viruses, they don't poop. Why? Because they're not living. Different podcast, though. Your cells, they poop. And you have what we call a filtration system built within your body, just like a house has a filtration system or has a sewer system per se. And when your body is so busy trying to digest these foods that it has no business trying, has no business digesting, and all the acidity that is formed from those foods, your lymphatic system, which is your sewer system, basically, gets backed up and clogged up. And when you have clogged up lymphatic system, that is another breeding ground for major sickness and disease. So that's why energy efficiency is so important. That's why, look, if you make the conscious decision to eat meat, then it's important that you balance what you eat, meaning you're going to eat that steak on, first of all, you should never, this is just a tip. Never eat meat and a starch together, because that is system overload, absolute system overload. So if you're going to eat meat, eat it with a salad. If you're going to eat starch, eat it with a salad. Don't eat them together, which is crazy to a lot of people, because what? Meat and potatoes. That's kind of like the American way. Meat and potatoes and some bread, maybe some wine. But look, we're getting healthy on here. That's what we're talking about. We're getting healthy here. Natural health and diet. So be efficient with your energy. Another incredible aspect to this philosophy of energy efficiency is intermittent fasting. We've been conditioned to be obsessed with breakfast. We've been told, how many times have we been told that breakfast is the most important meal of the day? And look, breakfast itself, if you break down what is it? Breaking your fast. Because when you go to sleep, you're fasting. But here's a kicker. You need to fast for a good anywhere between 12 and 15 hours, at least 12 and 15 hours a day. Let your body recoup. You have three phases. You go through three phases. Your body goes through three phases. It goes through digestion, assimilation, and elimination. So your body digests from the hours from 12 to 8. Circadian rhythm shit. Like, this is all energetic. From 12 to 8. From 8 to 4, your body goes through assimilation. That means taking the food that was digested, taking all the stuff that it needs, the minerals, the nutrients, all the stuff to keep our body going. And then from 4 to 12 is elimination. That's why most people poop in the morning. So that's another huge aspect of energy efficiency. So let's break it down real quick, just so we can summarize what energy efficiency is. It is balancing out how much energy you're taking in versus how much energy you're expending, how much your body's expending. So fruits are going to be the most energy efficient food on the planet. Melons, number one out of the fruit family. You're getting high energy and you're getting low energetic output from your body when it comes to digestion. That's a win. And you get your leafy greens, your seeds and nuts, and then we drop when it comes to the meat, because the meat, you're not getting a lot of energy and you're expending a shitload of energy. So keep that in mind. So implementing that, if you decide to make the conscious choice to keep eating cooked foods and meats and processed foods, gotta balance it out. Meaning, if you're gonna do that for one meal on Monday, you know you gotta fast. You gotta water fast for a good amount the next day. Make sure you eat fruits the next day. You know, dedicate certain days to only fruits and leafy greens. And look, you don't have to do these things immediately at the jump. You know, you can slowly integrate these things. I always tell everybody, if you eat meat and you eat some of these things, just eliminate one meal a day replace it with fruit. Replace it with the salad. Start small. See those incremental gains. And when you start to feel better, that's going to be your ultimate motivation to keep going. So that's E for my EAT, eat philosophy, energy efficiency. The A, avoid acid-forming foods. Look, there's two sides of chemistry. Shout out Dr. Morse. There's two sides of chemistry, hot and cold, acidic and alkaline. If you go to the eastern part of the world, they identify it as hot and cold. Like when you get sick, they don't really diagnose you because it's not kind of their thing. But, you know, you're considered hot. Like you have heat inside your body. We need to cool you off. That's the acidity. Remember, we're keeping everything basic. It's this easy, guys. You want to be on the alkaline side, not the acidic side. So you need to avoid acid-forming foods. And what are acid-forming foods? Those are your meats, your fish, your cooked foods, cooked anything. Doesn't matter. Look, it doesn't matter how much nutrition is in a food. The moment you cook it and add heat to it, you're eliminating most of it right there. Not to mention adding additional chemicals to the food and making it acid forming. Because at the end of the day, that's truly what matters. The more acidity inside your body, the more mucus your body's going to create to protect the organs. And we know mucus is the basis of pretty much every symptom you're going to get. And then once it continues, then you get your itises. Itis is inflammation. Any itis you get, bronchitis, laryngitis, every itis, it doesn't matter what it is. If it has itis on it, that means that all that means is inflammation. And all inflammation is acidity. That's it. Arthritis, it's acidity. That's why if you have any itis, even the allopathic doctors are going to tell you to stay away from certain foods. Why? Because they're acid forming and you already have inflammation. So avoiding acid forming foods. the foods, the energy efficient foods that I talked about before, those are alkaline based. You want to be on the alkaline side of chemistry, the cold side of chemistry. When you eat your fruits, you feel the vitality when you eat them. You feel it immediately. That's because that's your body's reaction to what it's supposed to have. Now look, there are cooked foods that, man, they just hit the neurotransmitters and they taste amazing right then up front. But then you pay for it on the back end. Sometimes within 15, 20, 30 minutes. Sometimes it's later on that night. And sometimes it's the next day. Sometimes it's the rest of your life. One of the things that I noticed when I did a 100% fruit, like no leafy greens, no nuts, no nothing, 100% fruit for 7 straight days, I noticed how light I felt. And the moment I introduced something else outside of that, I just felt off. Like I felt heavier. I felt like there was a weight on me. I just, and my stomach just didn't feel like it didn't have that element of peace per se. And it had me thinking, it was like I had an epiphany that like most people don't even know what it feels like to actually feel like they're supposed to. Like they don't know what it feels like. And I just wish everybody could feel that, so they can start making better conscious decisions when it comes to their health, because the health is the foundation of everything. Everything you want to do in your life, your relationships, your being a parent, financially, all of it comes down to health, that your dreams, spiritually. We talked about that in the last podcast, the spiritual aspect of diet. Avoid acid-forming foods. That is the A. You know, when you go into a grocery store, and I want to give a shout out to Keith Crowder and Joanna Crowder. They did a masterclass on syncretism. If you don't know what syncretism is, man, it's amazing. Reach out to me. It's on AkashaFlix. If you want to check out AkashaFlix, it's actually for sale. You can get the whole masterclass. I think it's like $29.99. Like it's amazing. You'll learn more in that masterclass than you probably learned through your entirety of going to school, because it teaches you everything about the universe and the world and how it's truly supposed to be experienced. And one of their episodes, you know, they're talking about food. And I remember Keith was like talking about the grocery store, about only buy from the outside of the store and not the inside. And it just had me, you know, I never looked at it like that, but it's so true. I mean, usually when you walk into a grocery store, the first thing you see is the produce section. And it's almost like bypassed by majority of people. It's never busy, ever. But you go in the fucking bread aisle and it's like, shit, you better watch out. Spend your time in the produce aisle. Try new things. Like there's so many fruits. There's so many vegetables. There's just so much color. Anyone who follows me on Instagram, no, I'll just post random pictures of fruit trays because of the colors. Look, it's not. Look, let's keep it simple. Life is supposed to be simple. Nature is simple. People, us, our egos is what makes it difficult. Do you think any other animal has this much issue figuring out what the hell they want to eat? No, they go by instinct. And our instinct, based on our physiology, based on our teeth, based on our taste buds, based on our eyes, we are frugivores. Now look, I'm not here trying to tell every person that's listening to this you need to be a frugivore. That's a choice you got to make on your own. I just share my philosophies and hope it resonates with the collective consciousness of the world. But that's a choice you got to make. I'm just relaying the information. I mean, you think of how we see things and how vibrant colors like affect us. It's not a coincidence that fruits come in all beautiful shades of color. And it's not a coincidence that they align with our chakras, with our energy centers. It's not a coincidence. Like, it can be that easy. Is a piece of steak, is that appealing to the eye? No. And, you know, we're going to get into protein and we're going to get into B12 and we're going to get into macronutrients versus micronutrients. And just this entire season, I'm breaking it down. I'm coming to the table and pushing my chips to the middle to let every person who listens to this podcast know exactly where I'm coming from based on the information that I've studied and done my due diligence on. So you can take that information, add it to your repertoire, and make better decisions. Hopefully make better decisions. Now that's on you. I can't control that. But to summarize, E, energy efficiency. A, avoid acid-forming foods. That's what I want you to do when you eat. You're eating right now, or if you in the next meal you have, I want you to ask yourself, is this food acid-forming food or is it alkaline form? Is this on the hot side of chemistry or the cold side of chemistry? Is this food that I'm about to eat for the betterment of me or the detriment of me? You ask yourself those questions throughout your life when it comes to diet, you're going to be all right. You are going to be all right. You're going to break some generational shit. You're going to feel better. You're going to be in better relationships. Your life's going to change. I'm telling you, food is the basis of it all. You know, look, we have a mental health issue in this country right now, in this world, I should say. We have cognitive issues rising every year with our children. Our children are being born less healthy than they were before. Why is that? Because their parents, generational shit, diets are just horrific. Not to mention the next part, T, toxicity. So not only do you need to avoid acid-forming foods, you need to avoid toxicity. Now, what is toxicity? Toxicity is anything that's toxic for your body. Now, that comes in the form of things like medicine, vaccines, EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, the shit that's in the air. Now, look, some of this stuff you can't avoid, so you have to put yourself in the best position to be able to cope. And here's the kicker out of all of it. None of these things matter if your terrain itself is clean. Like, look, if you eat the right shit, if your energy efficiency is on point and you're staying away from the acid-forming foods, then your terrain, your internal terrain will be able to handle some of the toxic elements of life, like toxicity in the air and pollution and EMFs and all that. And most, for the most part, you'll be fine, you know, depending on how much you're exposed to. But if you're not on point with your diet and you're also breathing in polluted air, you're also surrounded by electricity, then you're really in trouble. So that's why this is a big part of it. Like for me, I am electromagnetic freak. I'm EMF hypersensitive. That's probably through disposition of some sorts, and whatnot. And as I continue to clean my terrain and have a better internal terrain, I'm guessing that's going to decline a little bit. but I don't have Wi-Fi in my house. Why would I be want to be surrounded by a Wi-Fi signal 24/7? It's electricity. We already know what electricity does to everything it's exposed to. Like, it's little forms of radiation. And look, people want to argue with non-iodizing and iodizing and all these different aspects on the spectrum of radiation, and that's fine. You know, I understand that. But when you have something, even if it's a small amount, but it's continuous over and over and over and over around an electrical body, the results are never better, ever. I remember I shared this thing on Instagram about an experiment they did with growing plants in a Wi-Fi room versus a room with no Wi-Fi. And the room with no Wi-Fi grew, sprouted, it was beautiful. The one with Wi-Fi never did anything. Now, I understand that's one experiment, but there's plenty others. Plenty. So toxicity, you want to stay away from, you want to put yourself in the best position when it comes to toxicity. That also means GMOs. That's toxic shit. Look, we're dealing in an economy right now where inflation is super high. It's hard. It's shit, man. You try to get car insurance today. Shit is real. So I understand from a financial aspect that not everybody can buy organic food. And look, there's politics within the organic, you know, the FDA and what's regulated as organic and not as well. So unless you're growing your own shit, it's very hard to get to that perfect element, but you got to give yourself a fighting chance. So you want to stay away from GMOs as much as possible. That shit is toxic. You want to stay away from all processed food because that shit is beyond toxic. Like, I hope people need to realize that when you eat processed food, like, it's not even food. Like, at all. It provides you zero energy. When we're talking about energy efficiency, it provides you zero energy and drains the fuck out of you. Just keeping it real, keeping it blunt, keeping it a buck 50, as the youngsters like to say. Toxicity, I'm telling you, EMFs, look. I know it's cool to have your wireless AirPods nowadays. You see me? Bose right here. And shit, they stopped making these, so I gotta find every single one on the planet, because when these go out, I need another pair. You don't want that radiation right there, that signal that's constantly pinging in your ear, next to your brain, right by your brain. And not only your brain, your motherfucking third eye, your pineal gland. You don't want that. When you're on the phone, when I talk on the phone, I plug my headset into the phone. Right? You don't want to put this up to your phone. Look, this is where they get you. When you buy a phone, you buy an iPhone. It comes with a little packet that says something along the lines of like, go online to see instructions or information about something about EMF signal or some shit like that. I can't remember the exact verbiage, but something along those lines, right? Nobody's going to do that. If it's not right there in front of them, they're not going to do that. But I challenge you to do it, because you're going to do it. And what it's going to tell you is that you should not have that phone up to your head when you talk on it. You should not. It needs to be a certain amount of distance away from your head for safety. And that's based on the American governed regulations, which means, you know, that shit's faulty. So that shit don't need to be anywhere near your head. So when you talk on the phone, plug it up. Not with your wireless AirPods. Plug that shit up. Or talk on speaker. That is, we're talking about toxicity here. All these things matter. the GMOs, the processed foods, all of it. You look, when I went vegetarian originally, like I went through that phase of, okay, I want to eat everything that tastes like meat, but isn't meat. I went through that phase, the Beyond Burgers, Impossible Burgers, and fake, you know, whatever, eating tofu and soy this, soy that, and all those different things, right? Just to kind of help bridge that gap of shit. I've been tasting this for my whole life and now I'm not tasting it anymore and I really want to taste it. So let me do it. And I was extremely unhealthy. Didn't understand why. Damn, I went vegetarian. I'm gaining weight. I don't look good. What the fuck? There were incremental benefits, you know, that which kept me on the path. But I realized really quick that this isn't what it's about. Fake food will never be what it's about. So look, my eat philosophy, I implore you to give it a chance. Understanding energy efficiency. Avoid acid-forming foods and toxicity. It's pretty plain and simple. Are you on the acidic side of chemistry or the alkaline side? Hot or the cold? Is this for the betterment of me or the detriment of me? Keep it basic. Keep it simple. Now, look, I'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this. Any experiences that you have? Any questions that you have? There's so many ways to reach out to me. You know, you can comment on this, which I would love. I love interacting with everybody. Reach out to me on social. Email me, rlmelpeak@mindslikeminds.com. Let's talk about this. Like, I am a beacon of light. I look at myself as a vessel and a beacon of light for those who want to get on the path of health and enlightenment. And my four pillars of enlightenment, there's creating a healthy terrain. And it's just as important as everything else. A healthy terrain is everything. So I really appreciate you guys. Thank you. Follow me. Like I said, follow me on Instagram, follow me on TikTok. And look, if you want to support the show, there's that donate button there. It's also in the comments at RL Melpeak on Venmo. I appreciate everything and all the support you guys are giving me. And I will be back next week to talk about the next topic. So let's push this natural health and diet, everybody. Let's get healthy. Let's not allow these systems that are put in place to hold us down and to take us away and separate us from our natural self, from nature itself. And it'll be better for the collective consciousness of the world. Because look, yeah, we are inhabitants of this planet, but we're not the only ones. You know what I'm saying? There's more creatures. There's more creatures and animals on this planet than humans. And that's for a reason. It's by design, right? Because we're sharing this world with them. And the kicker is they understand nature better than we do. And it's time for us to take that power back. Not to take it from them, but take it from these systems and powers that are in place that are constantly taking it from us. Whether it be from a physical standpoint, on an indoctrination standpoint. All right? Let's get our shit right. Y'all be good, everybody. I am out of here. Peace, love, and light.